My name is Danny, and I'm calling from Tennessee. I just wanted to call and thank AFR for all the programs you do. During this COVID-19 situation, our church has gone to online streaming, and it does not feel quite the same, but it's been good to have the influence of AFR. It's been really good to keep me immersed in God's teaching and to be focused on God when we're not quite as connected to our church as we would like to be. So just thank you for what y'all do. God bless.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda for their faithful obedience to the Lord and their example to us.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Apostle Paul said to the Corinthians, "Now this I say, he who sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Let each one do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." Good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve, and I'm joined today on this second day of Share-a-thon, joined by Bert Harper. Bert, long time no talk.
Amen, brother. Well, it is good to be with you, and we enjoyed yesterday. We had a great day to begin Share-a-thon, and right now it's called Hump Day, the middle day, but it's a great day. And I know you're excited about it as I am. And that number, they tell us to give that number if we don't do anything else, Jeff. And that number is 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net.
Well, the scripture says, out of the mouth of Jesus, it's better to give than to receive. And when you give, the Lord gives back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, they will pour into your lap. And so I read that scripture from 2 Corinthians 9:6. If you sow sparingly, if you you think about planting, if you plant 3 tomato seeds, you're only going to get so much. But if you plant 300, you're going to get a lot. And so when you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully, and you do it not to gain. We talk about give to get. We don't give to get. We give because we love the Lord and because we want to invest. And when you give with a pure heart like that, God blesses you over and over and over again.
Amen. He really does. Amen.
Where do we stand today, Bert?
We are going strong. We have had over 6,000 pledges, individuals saying we want to stand with you. And that gets us up over 1 million, close to 1.5 million. We're headed in the right direction. And just we praise God for all of that. And I'm telling you, the last hour was great with Tim. It was fantastic. And Sandy, they did it. But guess what? They've given us the privilege in our first hour for a Founders Day $50,000 challenge. You heard it right, $50,000 challenge during this period of time. That means that those who give, their numbers, their pledge is essentially doubled as long as $50,000, stands out. Right, and so right now you was talking about, a joyful giver. You talking about sowing bountifully and reaping bountifully. Right now, the time is to reap a $50,000 challenge. And they want to say, hey, we challenge you to give with us. And so that's where we are in that number, 877-616-2396.
Well, it's all about partnership. When you think about giving to a ministry like American Family Association, American Family Radio, it's becoming a partner with them in the work. Because as I know, in the church, when you give, you're giving as part of the church for the church to do the things that it does. From His Heart Ministries, when people give it, you're partnering with the ministry to share the gospel. And so this is something that we can take part in. and feel like, hey, that, you know, I'm part of this, and I'm God is using me together with Tim Wildman and all the wonderful folks at American Family Radio and all the wonderful ministries that are on American Family Radio. So it's a great feeling to know, hey, I'm part of something really big that's touching lives from people I'll never meet in this life, but I'll meet them in heaven.
You know, when I hear that, Jeff, I can't help but think about when we first started doing the radio network, and man, it exploded, to be honest. I see people here that called in from Hole-in-Wall, Tennessee. Now, that just is a small community, but it was where our 100th radio station was put. It was right there in that small community. Dr. Don Wildman started looking at small communities where they did not have radio, and that's what he went and targeted and was able to just expand the ministry of AFR in tremendous numbers. And when they saw that growing, you know, those that in command said, well, we need to not let them be too big. And they started changing the regulations and everything to stop us from growing. His goal was 500 stations. But when they did that, guess what? He just went to the internet, and the internet exploded, and AFR was way ahead of its time in internet usage for the programming. And so this is what God has done, and you look back on it and you just know that God has been in it. He's blessed it. And on this Founders Day, with Brother Don being honored and his wife Linda, two of the greatest people I've ever had the privilege of knowing and working with, it's just been a joy to see how God used this one man to cast a vision and then that vision become a reality. That's awesome when this happens. It really is, Jeff.
Well, what's his physical condition right now at this point?
Well, Brother Don's at home, and he's getting the care from his family that he needs, and so it's been great, and we thank God for that. We feel like he's listening, because he and Linda, they're just such a part of AFR, and we're in this new facility here, and that we were able to build, you know, and it was built, you know, without any debt because of people's generosity, because our old building, some things were happening in it. It was going to cost us more to keep it up than it was to build new. So it was named after Brother Don, the cultural center here. And so we, on Founders Day, we do want to remember him.
Isn't the soil on the old building, the soil's kind of shifting on it? I'd heard something Tim talk about the back end of the studio is kind of falling down.
It was. Where I sat to do Exploring the Word each day, if I got in my chair and didn't hold on to the table, I would roll all the way back to the wall. So you had to hold on. And so they said, we've got to do something. And this is what they've done. And it's a beautiful building. This morning, Sandy Rios, who does the program right before you do on this program, the first time she saw it, she and her husband, Bruce, and she walked in and she said, this is beautiful. But it's not just beautiful, it's practical, it's helpful, and it's laid out great. And so it's good for years to come, and we praise the Lord for that.
So what happened to the old studio?
Well, the old studio has not been torn down yet. It's not operational anymore. They moved some of the stuff that could be used over here, and we've done that. And part of the building will have to be torn down because the roof is not good and the foundation is not good. And so that will be some parking area over there. But yet we've got still some good land and good buildings on that side that will, you know, we'll have some usage for that. So it's, you know, our leadership with Tim and all the other leadership, they've made these plans and looked at it, and they tried to say what we want to do now and for the future, and it's been good. So that's it, and it's just an awesome place to be. I tell you what, I've been connected with AFR for years and years, on the board, chairman of the board, and now an employee for the last 11 years doing radio. And Jeff, I just want to tell you, the key word in the American Family Radio is family. And it is these brothers and sisters in Christ that we work with. It's, you know it as well as I do. The people behind the scenes really do the hard work. And
yes.
we get in front of the microphone, and or behind the microphone, I should say, and we thank God for the opportunity to work with such godly people.
Yeah, they do the lion's share of the work, and the only problem with being in front of the microphone is if you have a brain freeze, and then you can't have too much dead time. I think Jim Stanley told me you guys have some kind of monitor. If there's 8 seconds of dead air,
it sends
off an alarm.
Listen, I was over there the first time I was in the office, and that went off. I got up out of my chair. I didn't know what that meant. I started running for the door. I didn't know what was happening. And then I was meeting people running. I was running away, and they were running too. That's that, you know, that's that. They knew what buttons to push. And so, yeah, brain freeze can hurt you. And it's not if. Have you found out it's not if? It's just when.
Yeah, it's rough. I got to tell you this story, Bert. One time I was doing, this was early on when I was just filling in for, Will and Mickey or somebody. And so it was on a Friday, and I'd been doing it all week. And I said, well, okay, I'm going to take calls on Friday because, you know, I'll kind of introduce the subject. I didn't have a guest or anything like that. And so I had a springboard of maybe 3 minutes, and then we'll go into calls. And they told me as soon as I got on the microphone, they said, oh, by the way, the lady, we can't take calls today. So you're on your own for, it's 54 minutes or, you know, whatever it is. It's a lot of time to say, okay, Lord, give me something to say.
It is. And you've got to be ready. Live radio is exciting. Now, you know, and it's, again, when you're videoing or recording something, you know, they, okay, we'll take that out. We'll edit that. But they can't edit out live radio because it just goes forth. And so, hey, by the way, that number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And we want to hear from Brother Don, again, Founders Day. And Randy has that ready to go. So listen to this from Brother Don.
Early years, all the people that came to work were giving up their security because we were young. We were nonprofit. We didn't have deep pockets. We don't have major contributors. We have a couple of people that give us maybe, one person gives us maybe $200,000, $250,000 a year. But other than that, our donations have come from $15, $20, $25 primarily. And to be honest with you, I would prefer it to be that way.
That's Brother Don, and he's a man's man. Just love to be around him, and I would say this, Jeff, American Family Radio, we're standing on the shoulder of a giant, but the guys, Tim and other leaders, Buddy and Ed, the rest of the guys, they are taking us forward. So I'm excited still after 11 years of being on the radio and then over 20 years being involved with it, with the board, and then being an employee. I'm as excited today as I was when I came on first time.
Amen. Well, you know, I was with you this morning at a little after 6 and kind of filled in for a couple of segments, but we were talking about living in the last days and the importance of having a radio network like American Family Radio and an association, American Family Association, to help Christians stand strong, because it's hard to stand alone. It is much... it's much more conducive when you have other brothers and sisters in the Lord that say, hey, I'm with you too. And I believe as you believe, and we believe the scripture, and we're going to stand up for truth. And we know it's going to be hard, but here's what I tell my church all the time. Hey, God has put us on this earth. It's not an accident that we're on this earth at this time for such a time as this, as Mordecai told Esther. Hey, go before the king. Well, I may lose my life. Hey, if you don't do this, then deliverance is going to come another way. but maybe you attained royalty for such a time as this, to stand up. This is your moment. This is your hour. I get excited about that, Bert, when I think living on the earth in these last days, I think we're going to be the generation that sees the Lord come back in the clouds for his bride. And it's going to be exciting. And until that time, we want to be faithful. As Don Wildman said in one of those clips we just played, it's not about being successful. It's about being faithful. It's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Faithful to the Lord, faithful to his word, to be a faithful witness in the way we live our life and in the way we share the gospel. You're listening to Real Truth for Today, and it is Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, and this is Hump Day, second day of Share-a-thon, and we would love for you to call in with your pledge, 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net. Bert Harper and I will be back after a quick break. Don't go away.
American Family Association founder Don Wildman saw signs of the times long ago. At the turn of the century, he wrote these words, which ring even more true today. A dark cloud has descended on America. This cloud has left us unable to tell right from wrong. In pursuit of what is called politically correct, tolerant, and diverse, we have not only permitted, but promoted a way of life that, should we continue to follow it, will ultimately destroy this grand experiment we call America. There is a way to lift this cloud of darkness, a light to show the way. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." We need to do the best we can to follow that light and share him with others. A reminder from the American Family Association.
Hey, this is Bob. Up here at my farm in Buffalo, Texas, we don't have a television. We don't get a lot of radio, but I do like AFR. That's wonderful for us to hear something other than country western music. So I do appreciate it, and it does help the whole family.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of his saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. And it is day two of Share-a-thon at American Family Radio. And we want to encourage you, if American Family Radio has been a blessing in your life, then we would love for you to partner with us as we provide solid biblical programming and programming to help you understand what is going on in our world, what is going on in our culture, and how can we can be salt and light in a lost and dying world and make a difference for Christ. So, Bert, let's talk about Founders Day. You know the founder very well, and how have things changed with the passing of the baton from Don Wildman to Tim Wildman?
Well, I would say this, the goal has not changed. Now, there's quite a bit of difference in Brother Don's leadership and Tim's leadership. Brother Don, type A personality, visionary, go for it. When I see it, I'm headed for it. And he would say, "Let's go, guys." Whereas Tim, he gathers around, he shares his ideas, and those ideas are put in his mind, and then we go. But it's still headed in the same direction of the gospel of Jesus Christ being proclaimed and bringing truth and light to a world that desperately needs it, which leads to discipleship. Discipleship is always based on truth. And I love Real Truth for Today. Real truth, not my truth, not your truth, but real truth. And that's AFR. And so it's been a joy. It's been growing, and it continues to grow as we, pool the resources and the partnership. You said it earlier, the partnership is so vital. And Brother Don and Tim both have not decided, "Oh, I'm going to go on this trek by myself." Along the way, They have teamed up with individuals and ministries that has shared the gospel of good news with others. It's also teamed up with ministries that promote life, that promote Bible study. And so have you noticed that, Jeff, that Jesus was just one of those men, regardless of what you would say, he gathered around him men that he poured himself into so that when he was off the scenes physically, they continued to do the work. Paul did that. I would say Don Wildman did that. He poured his life into to Tim. Yes, he did. But the men that's been here, Randall Murphy, that's been here for the whole time, Fred Jackson, who does the news, he's poured himself into those. And those of us who are with him, we caught the vision, and now we are headed in that direction that he started years ago.
Amen. You know, I think about that, Bert, 2 Timothy chapter 2, where he says, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, these entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." That's how Christianity continues to grow and flourish. It's when we find faithful men and women who love the Lord, have a soft heart, a tender heart, kindred spirit people, but they don't necessarily know a whole lot. We pour into them just as Jesus poured into the 12 and really into Peter, James, and John, and they poured into others. And Bert, you probably remember that old Breck shampoo commercial where they told two friends and they told two friends and so on and so on and so on. Yeah. You know, we were talking yesterday about multiplication. And it's not addition with the Lord, it's multiplication. And as we focus in on, hey, I can disciple two people and then encourage them to disciple two people and two people, Christianity spreads and discipleship grows exponentially.
It really does. And that's what we're doing here, especially your program, Real Truth for Today, heard at 8 o'clock Central Time each morning. And brother, I listen a lot. And what you do in your Bible study, when you do that, what you do with your guest, when you and Debbie are on and you're talking about family and how that works, taking the phone calls, praying for people. Listen, that adds to the family. That adds discipleship. It's like being one-on-one with you taking phone calls, and Alex and I take phone calls in the afternoon, and it's like discipleship one-on-one, and it does fulfill 2 Timothy 2:2. Faithful men, that's, if you count that, that's four generations, you know, concentric circles. I do it, it spreads and it spreads and it spreads and it gets bigger and bigger. And that's what's happened at AFR. So when you call that number, 877-616-2396, that's 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net, you are fulfilling what it talked about, what Paul said, faithful men sharing truth with others. And so right now, I'd remind you, we're in that $50,000 challenge. That essentially means that when you give $150,000, you know, that is matched immediately. And so, Jeff, it's awesome. You were saying something earlier about, you know, discipleship, and I don't know exactly what made my mind run to it, but I have this book at home. It's Characteristics of Animals, and there's one about the musk ox that's up in the northern part of the Arctic, and they're tough animals. But when predators come, and when it's nighttime, what they do, they make a circle, and they put their heads in the circle so that the children that's in the middle, or I'd say the little musk ox, I don't know what they're called, but the small calves, I guess, they're there in the middle, the ones that are injured in the middle, so that you would have to break through the musk ox, and they're ready to attack. They're ready to protect. And AFR, what we're trying to do, we've got people on the radio that has been enlightened with news. They're talking about the issues of the day. They're experts on certain areas, and they're able to share that with others so that they're able to help others, and protect our country, to help the church go forth and accomplish what its goal is. And so God's given us this opportunity during these dark, difficult times, and I agree with you, the last days, for us to shine bright, for us to do the work that God's called us to do. And during Share-a-thon, we're just saying, come on, join us, be a part of it. Most of it is people continuing. They have been a part, and guess what? They continue to be a part, but we're also looking for new people that would say, you know, I've listened, I've prayed, but now it's time for me to give. And so you can do that by calling 877-616-2396.
Well, Bert, do we have a testimony we can share with the folks?
Okay, we're ready for it. Randy, go ahead.
As God directed this ministry, I think he has, despite all my faults. Again, I say, we don't have a five-year plan. We go from day to day. We try to keep enough money on hand to support the ministry. And if there's opportunities that come along, then you'll have the funds to fulfill those opportunities. And go back to my budget creation. What you do, you spend less than you take in. You do that, you'll be okay.
Amen.
We would hear that at every board meeting. It reminds me of it, Jeff. We would show up and we'd get to the financial part of it, and Don would introduce it and then turn it over to the accountant and say, you do the particulars. But he said, we spent less than we took in. He said, that's the way you do it. And that is Don Wildman. He didn't go into debt. We still don't. We're still going with that direction, Jeff.
Amen. That's very good. That's kind of how I operate my personal life. That's how I lead the church. We don't spend money we don't have. Now, sometimes you have to borrow if you're going in a building program or something like that. But just on the day-to-day, you don't get yourself so extended and then come to God at 911. Lord, you got to see me through because I did all these things. And I think the Lord tells us sometimes, yeah, I never told you to do that. So where God guides, he provides.
But
if God doesn't guide and you just presume upon his provision, that's a dangerous place to get yourself. And many pastors, as you know, Bert, pastoring for so many years, many pastors could have over the years led their churches into bad places financially because they got ahead of the Lord rather than stay in step with him.
You know, I didn't want to build. That wasn't my goal. It was building people, not building buildings. And every building that I was a part of as a pastor, honestly, it was nearly, we got to. One was falling in. You got to do something when it's falling in.
Right.
And you got to have a place for the children that are safe. And so you say, hey, this is no longer safe. We got to do this. And so, God is the God of provision. He really is. And he is a great God. He has provided for AFR year after year after year. And Don in that earlier said, you don't have necessarily a five-year vision. We do have vision, but we don't necessarily have it all laid out. In 10 years, we're going to do this, or in 5 years, we're going to do this. No, we look at it and say, right now, we're going to be faithful where we are, and we're going to be able to follow God and not be in debt and do what he says when he says to do it. And when you do that, it puts you in a position of ministry. And that's why here at AFR, we're part of the accountability group, Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. They come over and they look how we're spending their money, how we're looking at it. And this is voluntarily. We voluntarily want them to examine what we're doing. And we get the highest grade. Ever so often, we'll get a recommendation to say, it might be best if you would do this. And those recommendations are taken, looked at, and most of the time we say, yes, we want to be the very best stewards of everything that God's given us. And we make those tweaks and we make that change to be more effective in what we're doing. So when you give and you call in at 877-616-2396, I want to just tell you, it is money that will be spent wisely, and it will be spent on the issues and the things that we have looked at and you know about, that we're going to just follow the Lord and fulfill the ministry he's given us. and we're having people call in from everywhere. Listen to these names and places, Jeff. John from Huntsville, Texas. Mike from Rolette, Texas. Sally from North Chesterville, Virginia. Karen from Timmonsville, South Carolina. Cheryl from Sunbury, Ohio. David from Hart, Michigan. Danny from Allen, Oklahoma. Debbie from Ottawa, Kansas. And Laura from Fortney, Texas. These have all called in the last few moments. Would you make your name on that and your location on that list? And let's march forward together. The numbers continue to grow, Jeff.
Well, we're at, you said 1.5, right at 1.5
million?
We're
getting real close there. Yes, we are. And we're getting closer to 7,000 pledges. We would, if we could have about 400 pledges in the next, 20, 30 minutes, we would get that. So make that phone call. It's fun to watch these numbers go up, I have to admit.
Well, it is. It's exciting. I was thinking, Bert, too, about what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, talking about the churches of Macedonia. They weren't wealthy churches by any stretch of the imagination. But he said, "For I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord, begging us with much entreaty for the favor of participation in the support of the saints. And this not as we had expected, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and to us by the will of God." You know, the desire at American Family Radio is people would give themselves to the Lord. That's my desire at First Baptist Texarkana for From His Heart Ministries, that people would understand life doesn't make sense without the Lord, and we need to be totally surrendered to Him. We abide in Him. Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." And when you give yourself to the Lord, the way you know that you're wholly devoted to Him, you want to invest in His kingdom. You want to do the things that please Him. And, you know, we talked yesterday about where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. There's a connection between the heart and the wallet. And when your heart is wholly devoted to the Lord, you want to give. I think about Zacchaeus. Remember Bert with him, when he got saved, he said, "Lord, half my possessions I give to the poor. And if I've defrauded anyone of anything, I'm going to pay him back four times as much." And that was the evidence that the Lord had changed his heart and life. Salvation had come to his house, and you could see it because he wanted now, this man who extorted people now wanted to give.
You know, when we become new in Christ, it says all things become and are becoming new. That means your pocketbook and your priorities. And if you want to look at your priorities, you look at your calendar and you look at your bank account. You see where the money is going. You see where your time is spent. And so I just want to share with you, at AFR, we are determined. We have, just like Daniel, he purposed in his heart that he would do certain things and not do certain things. Here at AFR, we have purposed in our heart that we're going to share the good news of Jesus Christ. We have purposed in our heart that we're going to deal in truth. And we've purposed in our heart that we're going to disciple and activate people to do the purpose that God's called them to do. God hasn't purposed everybody to be a pastor and a radio announcer or host, but he has purposed something for everyone. It may be at the local body as a school board. It may be a Sunday school teacher. It could be a choir member. It could be that greeter. Some of the most important people I've ever met, I honestly believe this, are greeters in churches where I've gone to, Jeff. I'm not pastoring full time now. I do interim work, but I go to other places. And one of the joys of my life is to drive up on the parking lot and have a person out there, male or female, man, greeting me and saying, "Man, it's great to have you here." Now, I would have come no matter what, but can you imagine what it's like for that person that's decided to come to First Baptist Texarkana or Auburn Baptist Church here in Tupelo, Mississippi, where I'm interim pastor, and have that person greet them with a warm welcome and just a smile on their face and say, "Here, come on in. We're glad you're here." Listen, brother, I think the Bible talks about welcoming one another. Back then it was with a holy kiss. Now, we don't necessarily do that right now, but we are to welcome them, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And there's something about that holy kiss. You know, you give you give somebody a hug. I still remember hearing one pastor, he got a letter from a lady, and she said, you know, you're the only person who ever hugs me.
I've heard that,
she,
too.
She lived alone. She's a widow. And she just, that was almost like, well, I'm getting a hug from the pastor, and he represents God. And in the minds of church people, you know, that's like getting a hug from God. Not that we're not God by any stretch of the imagination, but they see it in a way that, I mean, just really ministers to them. And so, yeah, I love that about our church, that our church is a warm church and a welcoming church. And I've often thought, Bert, you know, when we meet the Lord face to face, he's not going to stick out his hand and says, here's my hand, shake it. I think the Lord will embrace us just as we do our children. And I look forward to that day when I first get to see the Lord. Well, we're in Share-a-thon. The number to call is 877-616-2396 to make your pledge, or you can do it online at afr.net. You're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm Pastor Jeff Shreve, and I'm joined by Bert Harper as we talk about what the Lord is doing and how we can partner with Him. We're going to take a break. Don't go away.
Hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson of Family Talk, and I want to encourage you to pray for and to support the American Family Association and, of course, the American Family Radio Network. AFA and AFR are unique in their ability to bring news that you won't hear in other places, information that is especially needed as our nation now finds itself in the midst of spiritual, political, and cultural decline. I also want to tell you that I love Don Wildman and his family and the work they do for the cause of Christ. May God bless you for your participation in the vital work of the American Family Association.
This is Susan from Illinois, and I just want to express my thankfulness to God for American Family Radio. There's many teachers on there that I love to listen to, but what I love probably the most is that you guys make us aware of things that are going on, like with the Target and the Walmart, and I don't know of any other radio station, Christian or non-Christian, that really gets into the heart of it. And so I'm so thankful that you guys are there, and I pray that God will continue to bless the ministry because you are really making a difference in this world for the kingdom. God bless you all.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of His saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. I'm Pastor Jeff Shreve. Bert Harper is with me as we are in the second day of Fall Share-a-thon. And Bert, where do we stand right now as of this moment?
Well, we're going up, but the numbers this hour has slowed down just a little. So in this last segment, we need to make those phones ring, make the lines hot at AFR.net, make that pledge, because we're streaming toward the 7,000 number of pledges, and we're still hitting on the 1.5. We're headed in the right direction, but we want to get there a little faster than we've been doing the last segment. The first segment, but the second segment. But this is kind of a tough hour. The 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock is, man, prime time. And but we don't want to let down our guard. We want to keep on calling 877-616-2396. Let me give a few names and a few locations, if you don't mind, Jeff. I just enjoy that, because this is the people. These are the people that say, we listen to you, we agree with. Like that last caller, AFR gets to things that nobody else gets to, and we share the news that nobody else is sharing concerning a lot of things. So that's what we do. But we've got Colleen from Raton, New Mexico. Raton, that's right up there in the north, real close to Colorado. I went through there just about 2 months ago, and what a beautiful town that is in New Mexico. Jeffrey from Lawton, Oklahoma. Lamar from Natchez, Mississippi. Robert from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Forrest from McLeod, Oklahoma. Vicky from Sour Lake, Texas. And then Lene, I think it's Lene from Spring, Texas. So we have all these people that have called in, and they said, we want to stand with you. We're a part of the family. And they made that call at 877-616-2396. And before I give it back to you, Jeff, let me remind everybody we're in the middle of a $50,000 challenge. That basically means there's been a person or people that has said, we want to encourage others. So if they'll give up to $50,000, that's collectively for everybody, we will put that on too. So when you give $200, it goes to $400. If you were to give $300, $600, so you see how that works? We have people that are wanting AFR to continue to share the truth, share the gospel, and that's what we intend to do. And with your help, we will do it now, and we'll keep on doing it, Jeff.
All right. Do we have some more testimonies that we can share?
Okay. Randy's ready. Go ahead.
Many times in my life, especially in the last few years when you're dealing with homosexuality, I've had my good brethren tell me that you ought to model the life of Christ. Christ didn't condemn people. Christ loved people. And you ought to not, you know, say people shouldn't do certain, you shouldn't criticize them for doing certain things, for certain behaviors. They say you ought to follow the life of Christ and love people like he loved them. Of course he did. Of course he loved them. But he didn't condone their behaviors.
Amen. People have trouble with that. They misunderstand what love is. And real love is rooted in truth, and truth and love go together. Jesus was full of grace and truth. And real love doesn't just say, oh, well, you can live any way you want, and you can do whatever you want, and I'm just going to smile at that, because the Lord doesn't do that. I've had a lady get on to me on Twitter telling me, you know, you're a terrible pastor. You just need to love and accept everybody the way they are. And I said, well, God loves everyone, but he doesn't accept our sin. So the old phrase is still true. We love the sinner, but we hate the sin, because that's what God does. He loves us, but he hates our sin. And he tells us, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. You shall be holy, for I am holy. And Christians are to live a life that's separated and dedicated to the Lord. Everybody in the Christian life, we all struggle with sin. We struggle with pride and selfishness and those kinds of things. But the goal of the Christian life is to walk in the light with Jesus so that we could have fellowship with him and make a difference in this world for Christ.
Amen. And listen, he has made us new. The old has passed. The new has come. And have you ever heard you got to get somebody lost before you can get them saved?
Yes, yes.
And that is the truth. And we speak the truth. We want to speak it in love. I heard this story, and I'll tell it real quickly. This pastor search committee, Baptist, of course, and they went to hear two guys preach, you know, and they preached, both of them preached on hell. They were friends, and they called one, and of course that means they didn't call the other one. And the one they didn't call happened to call the guy and says, I just want to know something. Did they tell you why they called you and not me? And the guy said, yeah, do you really want to hear it? And he said, yeah. He said, both of you preached on hell. Both of you spoke the truth. But they said, I acted like I didn't want anybody to go there. And they said, you acted like you wanted everybody to go there. Now, that's I don't think that's a true story, but I do believe that kind of sets it up. We're to speak the truth in love. You know, if a bridge was out, would it be wrong for us to warn the drivers of the cars? Don't go any further. Stop, stop. You're going to run off and you're going to wreck. No, that's what we're saying. The lives of those that are living lifestyles, homosexuality, transgender, you're really wrecking your lives. You're not living for the purpose by which you were born. And you need to look at that and come to Christ and find redemption. So, Jeff, it's an act of love, not an act of hate.
No, it's definitely an act of love. And love does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. And so when people want to rejoice over perversion and want Christians to join in with that, we can't do that, because real love says, no, I can't rejoice in unrighteousness. I only rejoice with the truth. And when a person is going in the wrong direction in life, to support them in that and pat them in the back on that and say, yeah, that's right, more power to you, that's not love. That's hate, because you are encouraging them to go down a path that leads off a cliff, and it will wreck and ruin and destroy their lives and mess up their family. And there are a lot of consequences for going in the wrong direction. And here's the thing, Bert. People think, Proverbs 14:12 and 16:25, the same verse, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. And just because it seems right to us, our culture thinks they're so right in affirming transgenderism and homosexuality and all these things, and wearing the rainbow, which is a symbol of God's grace, but they have tried to hijack it to say it's a symbol of homosexuality and God is the God of perversion. I mean, you're going down a path that's going to lead off a cliff, and you might think it's the right way to go. It's not. Truth is not what you think. It's not what you feel. It's not what you want it to be. It's what God says.
Amen, brother. You're just talking about the rainbow. Listen, the enemy has come to kill, steal, and destroy. The enemy really has never had an original thought. All he does is mimic. And what he did was steal the rainbow. He stole the word gay. I have a hard time saying gay agenda. I really do, because I know some fine women whose name is gay. I know some men and women, their last name is gay, and they're far from a perversion. And so Satan has come to kill, steal, and destroy. Let me just say this to those of you that may have accidentally turned on your phone and you hear us talking about a phone number and you hear us talking about that. We're here because Satan wants to kill you. He wants to steal your identity. He wants to destroy your life. But God has come that you might have life and have it abundantly. That's all in that one verse. That one verse is packed with meaning for your life. God created you with purpose. He really did. And that purpose is for you to know Him, to be saved, and glorify Him forever. That's what God desires in your life. And Jeff, I found out it's a great adventure. Stephen Curtis Chapman, when he wrote that song, Saddle Up Your Horses, I was raised in the 50s and 60s when Westerns dominated television, And I liked those, Rawhide. I loved Gunsmoke. I grew up on those. And when I heard that, Saddle Up Your Horses, the greatest adventure I've ever been on is this adventure with Jesus Christ. His mercies are new every morning. And if you're today listening and you say, well, I like the conservative part of AFR. I do like the truth. But this Jesus business of following Him, I can do without that. Listen, you may do without it now, but you will not do away with it for eternity. The Bible says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that He is Lord. The issue is, where will you do it? Will you do it now? Would you ask Christ to be Lord of your life? Would you repent, turn from your ways and say, God, I want to go your way. Jesus died on the cross for me. He rose again. He's at the right hand of the Father right now, wanting me to come to Him. And so I pray that you do that. There's a phone number that you can call. These are our partners. You can call 888-NEED-HIM, and you can call them, and they will help you to come to Christ. They'll pray with you. Don't go away without Christ. Giving money to AFR doesn't save you.
No.
We accept it. We thank you for it. But only salvation is only through Christ and Christ alone. That's the message, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, and that's the message that is called good news, called the gospel. That's what the word gospel, euangelion, means, is good news, good story, and we get to share that with people. Hey, no matter how badly you may have messed up in life, no matter how deep the sin, as Corrie ten Boom says, God's love is deeper still. And that is the word that we get to share with people, is that the Lord sent his son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. And it would have been easy for God just to condemn. He's a just and holy God. He would have been right to do so, but he didn't do that. He sent his son so that we could have salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're never going to make a better decision in life than when you give your heart and life to Jesus. And you're never going to make a worse decision in life, the decision if you reject him or ignore him, because everything comes down to Jesus. What, as Pilate said, one of the greatest questions in all of the Bible, what then shall I do with Jesus, who is called the Christ? What are you going to do with Jesus? Are you going to crown him as Lord and Savior, Lord of all, or are you going to say, crucify him, crucify him? That's the decision that every one of us needs to make. And we want to encourage you at American Family Radio to make sure that you have given your heart and life to Christ, that you're a follower of Jesus. As Peter said, make your calling and election sure. Listen, eternal life is not meant to be a hope-so, maybe-so, guess-so. It's a know-so salvation. These things we've written to you, John says, in order that you may know that you have eternal life.
But Jeff, we've been playing what Brother Don has said, but we want to hear from somebody whose life has been changed by listening to AFR. There, sometimes it's spiritual, sometimes it's activism, but because of listening to AFR, God's given them purpose and direction. Listen to this testimony.
Kevin Brazil, Long Beach, Mississippi. I just wanted to call and give a voice of thanks to the Father and you guys, just to let you know that it hadn't been so long ago that I was feeling really down, really pointless, hopeless, nothing, looked forward to nothing. And not going to commit suicide or anything like that. I had made a covenant with the Lord before that I would never do that. But I still just had trouble being interested in anything. And the only thing that I looked forward to was listening to AFR radio, because I could always get some inspiration, some direction, some guidance. And I know the Father was at work through you guys, and I just want you to know that I really do appreciate you more than you can imagine.
Amen.
Amen, Jeff. Amen, brother.
That's a great testimony. That is the encouragement that American Family Radio provides. And when you're down and discouraged, here's the tendency we all have. We get down and we get discouraged. Life knocks us, kicks us to the curb, and then we just kind of withdraw. And we don't go to church. We're not interacting with people. We're not reading the Bible, perhaps. We feel like the heaven is made of brass and our prayers don't get any higher than the light bulb. And we just kind of go into our shell. Listen, if you're feeling discouraged, lonely, and depressed, you need to get out in the sunshine. You need to interact with people. You need to hear the Word of God as it's discussed, as it's preached, as it's sung. And that is the beauty of Christian radio, and especially a radio station like, or a network like American Family Radio, where you can hear the truth from many different voices, and it will encourage you and encourage you to keep going in the Lord. Remember this phrase, it's always too early to quit. God has a plan. He works all things together for good to those who love him and to those who are called according to his purpose. So, Bert, share that number one more time, if you would.
It is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net, and we're in the middle of a $50,000 challenge. That essentially means we've had an individual or individuals who said, we want to encourage others to give. So if they'll give, we will match it up to $50,000. And we've had people from Maryland, from Illinois, Virginia, Texas, Arkansas, Ohio, that said, we want to be a part of that. Would you put your name and your location on that list as we go forward, marching onward? We don't sing that song, we're marching to Zion, you know, but we're marching forward, Jeff.
We are, and it's a blessing to be able to partner with other believers, to partner with the good folks at American Family Radio. As you said, Bert, it's a family, and we come together as a family to increase the kingdom of God and to invest resources in the kingdom of God, things that will last forever, God, His Word, and people. And American Family Radio focuses on reaching people. Well, you've been listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. And Bert, thank you so much for being with me today.
I always enjoy it, Jeff. Thank you, brother, for having me.
Well, you're very welcome, and you always make it fun. And so, hey, go out today, shine for Christ, share what great things the Lord has done for you and how He's had mercy on you, and God will use you. God bless.